Rowan here, Straight Edge Midwife and Urban Cudondetta. This is the 10 minute and 80 seconds or less shorty podcast, sharing what I'm thinking about or what I found interesting. If it's helped me, a patient, or someone in my sphere, then you might find it helpful as well. Use this as a starting point to read up or explore what might be right for you, because I'm not the boss for you, the boss of what's right for you. You are. Okay, it's showtime. Today's podcast is about dark energy or hormones, so it's hard to tell sometimes. The song I have in my mind is Deeper Well by Kacey Musgraves. I've always liked her a bunch. In fact, at one of the lowest points of my life, and y'all, it was grim, I was sitting in a lawn chair at a dusty music festival with my dog Electra, and Kacey Musgraves came out on stage, and she was wearing like a square dancing type outfit or something. I just remember a lot of crinoline. And there were like four other people in the audience, and she was maybe the first band. And the first line out of her mouth that she sang was, "Woke up on the wrong side of rock bottom." And my life was forever changed. I had a thread of someone who could feel the depth of where I was at and had climbed their way back to the other sides. Just forever grateful. And her song, Deeper Well, has a phrase or a line, saying goodbye to the people who are wasting my time. Gold, with no regrets. Total gold. From the showing my work to writing-wise, I started loading my presentation into Canva, the collaborative pelvic exam that I'm doing for ATM in beginning of May. ATM is the Association of Texas Midwives, and I'll put a link for you in the show notes there if you're interested in coming, if you're in Texas in May. And after I present, I'll re-record that presentation and host it on Vimeo and host it on a back page on my website. So if you're interested in that or that has some punch for you, then sign up on my newsletter, and when it goes live, I'll let you know then. Next up, we have Eleanor Prado, and she's going to talk about when she finished breastfeeding, it completely ate her lunch and caused a depressive episode, and then what she did about it. So that's on our What's Happening Today, today's podcast. Okay, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Hey friends and everybody else, I'm with Eleanor Prado today. Is it Prado or Prada?
Prado.
Prado, yeah, you might have been asked that before. So this is Rowan, and Eleanor is part of my Preggers birth team, but she has a whole life outside of helping me, so let's hear what it is, and then today we're going to talk about her extreme hormone shift after she stopped breastfeeding.
Hey, so I'm Eleanor, and I work with Rowan, but I'm also a doula, and I am a mom to two kids. So my youngest is 5. I nursed her for almost 3 years, and kind of through like the COVID pandemic and everything. One thing that I didn't realize was when I stopped nursing, I was going to have a major hormone shift. And I'm someone who is prone to postpartum depression and anxiety. And it was definitely something that I was managing while I was nursing and through the pandemic and everything. And I was managing it without meds. Lots of talk therapy, lots of support, all of those different things, taking breaks as much as I could, kind of utilizing my resources outside of the medical world. Once I stopped breastfeeding after a couple years, almost 3 years, I had a major depressive episode. Within a month, I couldn't get out of bed. I didn't want to die, but I did not want to continue living the way that I was living. And it was really, really rough. And I've never experienced anything like that to where I was non-functioning. It was really scary being home with a toddler by myself because I felt like I couldn't provide care that I needed to provide for her. we did a lot of like PBS Kids in the bed during the day. And then I would go to the kitchen and get some food and bring it back to the bed. And we'd eat lunch in the bed, you know, a lot of hanging out because that's all that I could do. So I finally decided to get some help, and which was hard. Again, like my spouse did a lot of the research for me in order for me to be able to find help, which I think some people don't realize that needs to be facilitated oftentimes. Like, you know, you need help, but the process of finding someone can be overwhelming. So he helped me with that. And my psych told me something pretty amazing that I didn't realize. So she told me that when you are breastfeeding, every time you breastfeed, you get a hit of oxytocin. And because of this, your serotonin levels are very low while you're nursing. And because you're not having a lot of serotonin in your body and you're replacing it with those massive hits of oxytocin, your serotonin receptors in your brain, so what receives the serotonin and recognizes it, they atrophy. So basically they go dormant and they stop functioning. The body's incredibly efficient, right? If it's like, hey, we're not using this, we're going to delete and utilize resources elsewhere. And so the longer you nurse, the more that that happens, the more that you kind of lose those receptors. So when you stop breastfeeding, you no longer get those oxytocin hits and your serotonin levels naturally start to rise. The problem is your serotonin levels will rise in your body faster than those receptors can recognize and receive them. And so it takes some time for your brain to start recognizing serotonin, which is like a happy hormone, and start processing that again. And so people who breastfeed, oftentimes after they stop, will go through a hormone drop and they'll go through a depressive period where they're no longer receiving oxytocin, but they're also not receiving serotonin. And because I had nursed so long and because I'm already naturally prone to depression, and so, you know, my brain chemistry is a little bit different, I had a major depressive episode. And it wasn't something that I had learned about previously. Even as a doula, even as someone who had already had a kid and gone through breastfeeding before, I didn't breastfeed my first kid for as long. And so it really caught me off guard. And it was very scary for me to go through that experience.
And how did it resolve?
So I got on meds. It took me about 6 months to find a medication that worked well for me. So that was definitely a process. I definitely started doing a little bit more talk therapy. And then I think also my just support system, I felt like I needed to kind of like reinvigorate the early postpartum support system that I had. And there was a lot of shame in that because I was like, okay, I almost have a 3-year-old, but I feel like I need people to help cook me meals and help clean my house and do these things while I kind of get through this period of time. And so I reached out to people in my community and really got some community help temporarily, which was really nice. And I think recognizing that this was not my fault and kind of saying like, this is a brain chemistry thing and this is not willpower, was also really helpful in taking a lot of the shame out of it. And so I was okay with like struggle meals, reheating frozen things, you know, rotisserie chickens, whatever, like just easy, what I call struggle meals, mac and cheese, and not having these like amazing gourmet things because I enjoy cooking a lot. And so having to step back from cooking a little bit was challenging for me. Kind of, there was some shame in that, but it was also very restorative to give myself that allowance to do things slower and easier for a temporary period of time.
Got it. Okay. And for those who are listening now, you can take this information and read up and see what might be a fit for you, because medication is a fit for some and it's not for others. And we're not going to be shitty to each other for whatever we choose on how to resolve this. But having this information can help us plan a little bit more. I'd heard one doula, I forget who, told me that she reserved a few of her placenta pills and that she would take them when she stopped breastfeeding. I forget how many kids she had. Yeah, and so, and I don't know how that fits with the serotonin, but it's definitely a hormone, and it's a support piece there.
Yeah,
All
one of the things also, real quick, I just want to add in. I know we're short on time. One of the things also that really helped me was sleep. Because I had been nursing, I hadn't had a full night's sleep in 3 years. And so getting back into a sleep habit of and training my body how to sleep again for a full night was really helpful.
Yeah. We saw each other yesterday and we both commented how much sleeping and rest has kept us from getting sick when other people around us are getting going down. Lamb-like pogs. That and elderberry gummies, I swear, those things are magic.
I love those.
Okay, so again, what's the name of your brand as a doula?
Oh, I am Eleanor Prado Doula everywhere. Instagram,
Okay.
website, all the things.
Okay. Then we'll have that link in the show notes. And I want to say again, thank you, Eleanor, for sharing this with me. And thank you for being part of the Prager's birth team. And we are taking patients that have due dates in the fall. So, fall babies, anybody who's pregnant who's thinking about using a midwife, if you feel like I might be the midwife for you, then let's talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eleanor. I'm going to stop
Thank you.
recording now.
All righty, that's it for now. Reminder, these are suggestions and reflections, not medical advice. Chat with your provider or go rogue, but you are your own decision maker and you are in charge of your autonomy. Biggest of love and thank you for listening. Hope to have you connecting with me next time.